That's the latest from the Flaming Lips. Their new album is called The Terror, and that is Look, the Sun Rises. Such a nice song title for kind of a scary album title. Before that, we heard Ruckus Roboticus doing TGIF. He's joined by Spanky Wilson on that one. And some requested Charles Bradley before that. That's from his new release out on Daptone Records. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, where support comes from listeners like you and the Downtown Dayton Partnership presenting Urban Nights from 5 till 10 p.m. this Friday. It features discounts and all the live entertainment, arts, dining, and shopping Downtown Dayton has to offer all in one evening. More information about this community event is at downtowndayton.org. Well, Urban Nights is going to be an amazing night in downtown Dayton, and it's the kickoff for one of my favorite events of the year, the Sideshow. This is Sideshow 8 that's happening this year, and I want to welcome two of the folks involved, our good friend Jeff Opt, who's been here before, and Aaron Vasconcellos, and I hope I said it right.
Yes.
Yay! Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very happy to have you here. This is the eighth Sideshow. I can't believe it. This is amazing. I've been following this event from its, you know, rather humble beginnings. It's kind of this crazy idea that everybody was kind of thinking, will people get into this? Will they like it? And it's really become an institution of springtime in downtown Dayton.
It very much is just a community event. The first one was started with the idea to throw an art show that didn't cost the artist anything to be in and didn't cost the audience anything to come and see, you know, and to make enough money back to cover the cost to put it on. And we've tried to stick with that. And it's really a different kind of art show in that it's built by the community of artists. You know, Aaron and I are lucky we get to drive the bus kind of, but we were counting up the other day and there's more than, by the time you add up the artists, the bands, and the volunteers, you know, we're looking at 250 people putting on this weekend.
That's amazing.
You know,
that is so
all for
amazing.
Free. You know, they're all there volunteering. So it's really just building something bigger than you can possibly build on your own. And that's what I like about it.
And Jeff, you're coordinating kind of the music end of things. And Aaron, you're taking on kind of the big task of
the whole
shebang this year.
Yeah, it's been really fun. It's been watching it evolve, especially over the years. And I was really surprised this year that we have almost 60 artists. That's the most artists we've ever had. We've added a lot of new things this year, but we still have that core same foundation. So it's really grown. But
what's it been like for you? I know you both have been involved since the very, very early days. What's it been like to experience that evolution, not only to watch it, but to be an active part of it over the years?
It's inspiring. It's great to see what a bunch of people within the community can do if they really set their mind to it. You can see how it changes people. Every year you see several new people that just come and are blown away and amazed and talk.
Next year they're back participating.
Yeah, it was great. One of my favorite stories that I keep telling is last year someone walked over from the Oregon District. They could hear our music. And he came up to me at the bar and said, "What's going on?" And I told him all about the show. And he was the first application I received for artwork this year.
Wow. That's something special.
Yeah.
Very cool. And I know that for a lot of artists that I've talked to over the years when I've come out, when you guys are setting up, a lot of the artists, you have both folks that have been showing a lot in the community, maybe showing in a different setting or trying out something new. And it's also feels like kind of a launching ground for people who have been making art for a long time, but maybe have never shown their work publicly or never really become a part of the artistic community.
Very, very true. And also launching ground for a lot of new artists that, you know, haven't ever really shown before. You know, one of the exciting people last year was Ron Rollins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the Dayton Daily News, you know, and we were happy and amazed that he chose us for his first debut show, you know, and he had a great time. And now he's evolved this year and making a whole interactive piece, you know. So part of the fun of Sideshow is it kind of pushes people too. We're like, you know, there are no expectations other than we want to see new work and go, you know, push as far as you want, you know, try new things. So we really encourage experimentation, you know, so it's a fun show just to see what people do, you know, because it's always building until the actual night of the event. You know, like even every day we go back, there's changes. It's continuing to evolve.
Yeah, there's several new artists this year, and there's several people that have shown in every single sideshow. I have a friend that's an engineer that came in and said, I have an idea for an installation, and she came in and built it. So this is really a show where you can experiment and try new things, and we do really encourage that. And we have a lot of interactive pieces, a lot of pieces that everyone that comes can get involved or interact with some way.
And it's got to make it, I know for many years the sideshow was moving from venue to venue to venue, and there was certainly, you know, there was definitely some fun in that, in seeing kind of the transformation of a space and where the show would end up. But it's also got to be kind of cool to see the transformation that the Yellow Cab goes through the past few years every time that you've done the show there.
Yeah, it's one of the toss-ups, you know, because one of the cool things about the early sideshows is we did move, you know, like the first two were held in the cannery in the same space. But then after that, we were in the Merck building and then the Unicorn Bar building and then the Armory. So it's a challenge to work within new environments every time. But that also gets old quick when you're trying to get permits to have the shows, because we, you know, try to do everything on the up and up and things like that. So getting the Yellow Cab building was very interesting. You know, the first year was a lot of work, but then the next 2 years are different types of work, but we're progressing. You know, each year we're not having to uncover a whole new building and make it usable each time. So that allows us to work in other ways.
It's given us more time to spend on growing the show and focusing our efforts in other areas than hunting down a building. And we have more time for setup too, which is a big advantage for the artist.
But I do kind of miss the different locations, I will admit it. As much as I like the Yellow Cab, that's what was also fun.
It's got to make, I know that in the past few years, I've seen a lot more kind of big installation pieces. It's got to make that maybe easier or feel a little more accessible for the artists, kind of knowing the space and being able to get in the space and even just come see it very early on when they're conceptualizing what they're going to do.
Yeah, it really has. We've had some artists in there every day just working and tweaking and just getting it perfect. So some of the installations you'll see, even though it's only going to be up for a few days, have really evolved over the last 6 weeks to become what they are. So there's very few that just come in and slap paintings on the wall. That's really not what the sideshow is about. People really get in, and if all they do is have paintings on the wall, they create the space around it, and then they spend time volunteering and helping get everything together. So,
and it seems like there springs up kind of a community between the artists and the volunteers and the musicians, because they are all working together, not just to get their own work ready, but to prepare the space for the good of the larger show and for everyone else's art as well.
Yeah, that's one of our only real prerequisites to showing in the sideshow and being part of the sideshow, is we ask everyone to volunteer 4 hours, you know, at the sideshow or getting ready for the sideshow, helping keep the building open or something like that. And so most people end up doing way more than the 4 hours. We're like, 4 hours is easy.
Yeah. You know,
if you're involved here at all, you can do that in a day, you know, and you get to meet, you know, again, that's part of the community building aspect of it. That's one of the things we really thought was important and unique about this show, is you're not just going there to look at art. You go there and meet people and look at other people's stuff and get ideas and, again, create something bigger than, you know, if Aaron and I were doing it on our own, there's no way we could build anything this great. But with the help of 200 other people, you know, we build an amazing show every year.
And I think you can really feel that when you're at the show. You feel that sense of community, and it has that aura. It's just, it has such a great atmosphere when you're at the show or even during most setups, because everybody's on the same page. Everybody knows that everybody worked so hard to make this happen.
And it does, that must be, it's got to be that sort of fosters the cohesive feel for a show, because with so many different types and experiences and sort of levels of you know, whether it's a brand new artist or somebody that's shown every year, you know, or a brand new band, or, you know, somebody that's been performing out for 15 years. There's a cohesion to the sideshow every year where everything just flows together very, very naturally and feels very like it all fits together just perfectly. And you wouldn't expect that just, you know, seeing a bunch of names on a page or something like that. Do you attribute that to kind of that volunteerism and everybody working together that sort of achieves that feeling?
I definitely do, because we have a very wide variety of artists. It's not something that you would expect to see in one show together. So without that, it wouldn't flow, but it does. And it is because of how everybody feels and works together.
And Aaron, you mentioned that there's some new things this year. What are some new things that maybe the diehard sideshow goers like myself will be surprised by, or some unexpected things?
One of my favorite new things is we have set up an acoustic stage indoors this year, and we only have two acoustic bands and a live reading on that stage Friday night. And I looked at Jeff and I said, we can't leave it just sitting here open all Saturday night. So we decided, I said, I want to see what we can create all this stuff over time. I want to see what people create the night of the show. So we're leaving an open mic up. People can have 5 minutes, get up, do comedy, impromptu, magic, bring a guitar, anything. So Saturday night is just fair game. They have a mic, they have a stage.
There'll be a sign up list and...
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of, you know, what if. Yeah. What happens if.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And we're also having food trucks this year. So
Yay.
We never really, we always had like a kind of a potluck in the past.
It's always been really good food.
But. It's always been really good food, but we've never really organized that. And so we have two food trucks coming this year, World Barbecue and Say Cheese, Gourmet Grilled Cheese.
I'm so in.
And we did have somebody donate 100 cupcakes in addition, so we'll have dessert as well. We are featuring a second mini bar, which we've never done before indoors, and we will have on tap Yellow Springs Brewery.
Nice.
Which I think is their first time selling in Dayton. I'm not 100% certain.
As far as I know, yeah, it is. Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so that's as... Structurally, that's some of the new things we have going on. For artists, we have an artist showing Chainmail, and it's beautiful. It's gorgeous, and it's one of my favorite works in there. We have two artists that submitted for Photo Boost this year, but their ideas are just different enough that I think it's going to work really well. So it's coming, you know, get your picture taken and post right up to Facebook and do whatever you want. Second one has a room where you can dress up and put on different wardrobes, and say it goes straight to Facebook. So that's a great piece. Last year we had a group do a really great Rue Goldberg piece, and their piece this year is equally as exciting. I don't want to give too much details, but you have to come see.
That's also the kids' sideshow this year.
I can't believe our children would be so upset. I didn't mention that right off the bat. During the setup, it was always had our sons around 6 and 8, William and Orlando. They started plotting, watching us, and they developed the kids' sideshow. And we have a room set aside just for them. And there's paper on the wall for kids to color on. Kids could come down and create art. And they can also, we're still open for setup. They can come down and hang art on the walls as long as we have space. They can, no requirements, no application like the adult artists. They can just come down and hang. But they can also make art there and hang it on the wall.
That is really cool. That's definitely something different. What was that like, having that idea come from your kids, to sort of bring the kids into it?
I was kind of shocked at first because they started plotting. I kind of agreed to it, not listening to them. So but it was pretty amazing. I thought, you know, maybe in 15 years they might be running this show. You never know. But they're really inspired and they're very excited. They actually sit down every night and spend quite a bit of time creating art or discussing their plans for their show. And they're really excited.
That is really cool.
And that's one of the fun things about Sideshow, too, is we try to be not necessarily family-oriented, but family-open. Mm-hmm. You know, like many of the artists bring their kids down to the space, and we're not opposed to families there or kids being there. There's some adult-themed stuff, so, you know, supervise your kids.
Sure,
you
sure.
know, if there's things you don't want them to see, you know, there'll be beer and wine, but it's not a place where you couldn't bring kids, you know, just realize that. It's a place where they may encounter some things.
Yeah.
But we're okay with them, you know, and it's kind of fun. And one of the things Aaron was pointing out is that we have three different mother-daughter combinations showing at this year's
oh, wow.
show, you know. So there's all sorts of fun little interactions that are happening.
It's very cool to see kind of the – at least the sort of fostering of the next generation of Sideshow. I mean, we're not quite there, you know, to fully have a next generation yet. But just in knowing that, you know, a lot of the folks that were originally involved, you know, in the first couple of years now have children of their own. And that's kind of, you know, it's growing with those people and, mm-hmm. and as their families grow. That's very exciting. What about the music? So you mentioned the acoustic stage,
yeah.
and of course there's going to be the full stage as well. What's the mix looking like this year?
Great, as always.
Easy answer.
never enough stage time to get all the acts that I would really like to see. That's probably one of the more challenging aspects of Sideshow is since it only runs for 2 days and a limited, you know, from 5 to 1 each day, we're limited by the amount of stage time because I want to try to give everyone at least a 40-minute set, you know, to be fair. 2 years ago, we started something running two main stages. And mm-hmm. last year, we kind of really gelled it well and put the two stages side by side. So as one stage is playing, the other one's setting up and tearing down. And we've got really great sound guys running the sound, so it really means 5-minute turnover between stages most days, and we keep really close to the schedule. I think last year we were off by 15 minutes, you know, which
not
is
bad.
Amazing.
Yeah,
because we're doing, you know, 11 bands each day, and it ranges from solo acts, you know, and everything from punk bands to noise bands to great country alt rock to, you know, the full spectrum. We've got a great rapper in there, got Todd the Fox in there, you know, Americana. And I was looking over the list, and 6 of the bands have returned from previous years. Not all of, you know, Tim Pritchard played last year, but looking over the list, a couple of them, you know, played a few years ago and things like that. But there's always new bands too. And that's kind of the fun of Sideshow. I'm lucky to, you know, people are interested in it enough that they're willing to play because we don't pay anything. It's, again, like the rest of the show, it's all volunteer. But we try to give them a good stage and a good audience, and it's a lot of fun.
And I know, speaking of the volunteerism, this year you guys also sort of looked to the larger community to support the event by doing some online fundraising. How was the response to that? How did that go?
Good. We still were shooting for we were trying to raise about a third of our finances online this time through an Indiegogo campaign. And if people go to the Facebook page, Facebook Dayton Sideshow, if you find that and go to the About, you'll see both a link to our Indiegogo campaign and also a link to the volunteer positions that we still have open. So if people want to help put the show on either by donating time or money, they can find the links there. They're both available. And the Indiegogo, we started that last year just to see what it was, and it went really well. We raised about $1,500 that way, and we offer up some interesting perks, you know, like for a $20 donation, you get a good band selection of local music, you know,
because nice.
Going back out, a lot of the bands donated material that we could put in the things, or you could get original photography or artwork or, you know, a night at the Yellow Cab, depending on what level, or, you know, if you just want to give $5, you know, it all counts. And we have 3 days left. It goes through the end of Friday for people to donate. And otherwise, come out and have a good time. And if you're drinking beer there, you're helping put on the show because that's all goes back into fundraising for the show. That's how we pay for it.
And then you just start all over again next year.
Exactly. You know,
for both of you, what are you what are you most looking forward to, or what's kind of the highlight for you of the weekend of the show? Is it, you know, kind of at the height of it when there's a bunch of people in there, or is it the, oh, we did it, we're done, or a little of both?
A little of both, I think. I kind of like to have a look forward to an hour sitting down, but I'm excited to see what the KSS involves into. I'm really excited to sit down and just try to watch what the community tries to put on the acoustic stage. That's one I really look forward to. I plan on spending a lot of time around there. We have a theater, a video room this year. We have which will have continuous looping of video submissions. So I'm excited about that, having that up and running and going. So those are probably my three favorites.
And Jeff, what about you?
I think for me, I like just seeing how it seems to all come together at like 5 o'clock on Friday. Because if you've been watching it like we have, or been part of building it for the last month, like all the other artists have been, you know, it looks very chaotic, you know, but we've done it enough times that I'm not worried that it will come together, because I know it will. But always it's like at 5 o'clock, all of a sudden it seems to coalesce, and all of a sudden you've got a great show going, you know, and it's great fun to watch that. And, you know, I never get to see – that's the problem of organizing, is you're always working the show, so you don't get to watch everything, you know. But I love, you know, just seeing other people enjoying it and coming and discovering it. You know, one of my favorite things is just to introduce people to new things, you know, and that's the beauty of like the band stage and all our different genres. Like, you may not recognize somebody's name on there, but give them a chance. You may discover a whole new artist from Dayton that you didn't know about, you know. And if you don't like it, then go inside for half an hour and come back out, and there will be something totally new on the stage, different. And that's the same way with the art. You know, if you, there's something for everyone, not everything there is for everyone. You know, like, you may not like one art piece, but if you step 8 feet to the right or left, you'll see something entirely different, and you may fall in love with it, you know. So it's pushing people's boundaries a little bit and getting them to explore and just realize the amount of amazing talent that's in this community. You know, that's the fun. It's just a celebration of the art and music of Dayton.
It is Sideshow 8. It's happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, at the Yellow Cab Building in downtown Dayton. It is a free event, open to the community. Come out, find something new, hear something new, see something new, meet the community. I always run into about 7 million people that I haven't seen in a while at the Sideshow. Just, hey, you know, and you're bonding over art, and it's fun.
And I love that we're that kind of place. You
yeah.
know?
Check it out. There is art from all sorts of people. Is there a list of all the artists on the Facebook page?
Mm-hmm. Under the notes section.
Excellent, excellent.
Or they can pull up these flyers on stage on there too.
Fabulous, because I was going to name some of them off, but there are entirely too many to name. This is three columns.
58.
58 artists. Oh my gosh. 58 artists. That's three columns on this flyer I'm looking at. So yeah, as Jeff said, there is definitely something for everyone at this show. 58 artists, plenty of bands, including the guys that are coming up here in just a few minutes. Nasty Bingo, they're going to be playing live in the studio for us, giving us a taste of what you can see this weekend. You'll also be able to hear from our good buddy Todd the Fox, from Trey Stone and his band, the Repeating Arms, good friends of the show. Wolf Crier, Team Void, who we love, A Shade of Red, and many, many more. You'll also get to hear from this next band. I've been loving their new CD. They are The Hiders. Their new one's called Temenos. We're going to take a listen to that and get ready to go live with Nasty Bingo. But Jeff, Aaron, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Check them out. Sideshow 8. It's this week, and we'll tell you more about it here in a minute. We've got details up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Here's some music from The Hiders.